USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back to Delaware and his vacation for President Biden, but not after saying significant progress is being made in the massive evacuation effort at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history, and the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
Biden speaking from the White House, acknowledging that the images around the Kabul airport have been heartbreaking and gut-wrenching, but adding every American who wants to leave Kabul will be able to.
But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
Officials are expecting around 40,000 people at a rally that will be headlined by former President Trump tomorrow in Alabama. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
One airline is extending their no alcohol on planes policy.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new study finds the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine declines in effectiveness faster than the one developed by AstraZeneca. That's the finding of researchers at Oxford University, which worked with AstraZeneca to develop its vaccine. The study, first published on Thursday, says two doses of the Pfizer vaccine have greater initial effectiveness against new infections, but they say that effectiveness declines faster than two doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine. Now, as far as if these new studies and people who have been fully vaccinated getting coronavirus will lead to more vaccine hesitancy, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary says we need to remember.
People confuse breakthrough cases with the vaccine not working, but there's really two levels of protection. And I think part of the problem is we've messaged the idea of efficacy or protection with one term. There's really two levels. There's a protection against death and disability. That's always been our battle. And then there's a protection against mild illness, and that wanes, and we've always known that was going to be the case. I think people need to know the vaccines still work despite mild breakthrough infections.
Mike Richards, new host of Jeopardy, is stepping down from the job 1 week after landing it, following controversy about his inside role in the hiring search and his involvement in past employment lawsuits and a series of offensive jokes he made on a podcast years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.